Our lives are brief beyond our comprehension or our desire, she told herself. We drop like cotton with leaves from trees after a single frost. The interval between birth and death is scarcely more than a breathing space. Life is, in the end, nothing more than a stirring of air. A shifting of life. No one of us, finally, can be more than that. Even Einstein. Even Brahms.
From Consider This Sonora, Harriet Dorr.
Phoenix Audio presents
Lessons at the Halfway Point. Written and read by Michael Levine.
Is it dying or coming to the end without having lived fully that most frightens us? A question at the halfway point, or perhaps the question. The quote from Harriet Dorr makes the point gently, with poetry, a lullaby image. I even passed the duty to someone else so you wouldn't kill the messenger. But it has to be said, and this seemed more subtle than climbing a bell tower, screaming, "Time is limited, death is real and restless. Peter Pan must grow up." Statistically, I'm at the halfway point. When my mind first uncomfortably settled on this idea, I felt a sense of panic about my mortality generally, but the time famine specifically. After a few weeks, I settled down, slightly, making moderate peace with the fact that we are, in the words of poet Carl Sandburg, all riding on a limited express. What helped me relax a bit was to focus on some of my lessons so far. Introductions are supposed to explain the who, the what, and why.